Welcome to We Are the Watchers.
This is episode 434. Top of the day to you, Steph.
Top of the day to you.
Top of the day to you, Chloe.
Thank you.
Top of the day to you, Henry.
Hello.
Now, today's episode, or I should say this week's episode, is a kids episode because we're still in the Easter school holidays. And now Henry and Chloe have been doing a lot of research, watching a lot of new movies, maybe some TV shows. And I reckon we could probably see what some of the good stuff All right. So, Chloe.
Yeah.
How much have you been watching?
Hundreds.
Yeah?
So we've been watching some movies and we have like been using art and craft and so we know lots of stuff. So we did lots of things.
Have you been doing any swimming? Because it's kind of getting towards...
Yeah, every Sunday I do it. I got an ice block.
Oh, great. What kind of ice block?
Why did you get an ice block?
I moved up a level last Easter was Easter Sunday.
That was crazy, wasn't it? And Henry, could I ask what kind of ice block did you have?
Strawberry and apple and lemon and raspberry.
Wow, so many flavours.
Was it delicious?
And a Twisters.
Okay, great. Fantastic. Okay, so that was before or after swimming?
After.
Okay.
After.
Yeah, okay, great. All right, so why don't we have a look at some things that you've been watching. I want to know about one in particular. From everybody. Now, what I wanted to talk about was the movie The Wizard of Oz. Now, you guys have watched this a few times now, I think. How many times, Chloe, do you reckon you've watched it?
Two.
And Henry, how many times have you watched it?
Ten.
Ten.
Wow, you're really into it.
Who's your favourite character in The Wizard of Oz? What's his name? Do you remember?
Uncle Henry.
You love Uncle Henry because he's got your name. Chloe, what's your favourite character?
My favourite character is Auntie Em.
Oh, Auntie Em.
And what's the movie Wizard of Oz about? What happens in the beginning? What happens in the beginning of The Wizard of Oz?
Dorothy gets lost.
Oh, no. Why? Was there a storm or something?
There was a tornado.
Oh, no. And it blew her house away?
Why are you scared?
What's the dog's name?
Telltale.
And what kind of dog is it?
It's like browned, a blacky.
Big?
Little.
Just a little one. It's so little that actually the naughty lady in the beginning, where did she put the dog?
Yeah.
In the basket, and then when she was driving, bumpy, then the dog chopped out of the basket.
And we're like, yes, are we? We get a bit worried. Yeah, we get a bit worried about when it happens, but then Toto escapes. It's very fun.
Where does Dorothy's house land? Do you remember when it crashes down onto the ground? What place is it? Is it back in her normal house?
I know. She ends up in a magic place.
Do you remember the name of it or who lives there?
Yeah, it's a magic witch, and I know there's an evil witch.
Oh, yeah. I know. But what does her house land on?
We shouldn't laugh, but it
we should laugh, but it is a bit funny. It lands on one of the evil witches, doesn't it?
Yes, yeah. and that's my spot. I was sitting there.
Henry, you didn't finish your sentence.
Talking to it with me.
So it lands in the world of Munchkins.
Yeah, and one of the Munchkins was so funny.
Is that the one where the what is it? bird in the name of the Lollipop Kids.
Yeah. Lollipop Kids. I remember one, the rest of them says, oh, the witch doctor is dead. The witch is...
Ding dong, the witch is dead. Ding dong,
the wicked witch is dead.
That's right. Yeah, that's a good song.
She was a wicked witch, wasn't she?
Yeah.
But
and there was another witch.
And
they were sisters.
And there was three witches. There was the Wizard of Oz, or the Wizard of the West, or the Magic Witch.
And the Good Witch.
Yeah.
Glinda, who kind of looks, I reckon, or is it Glinda? Glinda. She looks a lot like a princess because she's got a big crown, doesn't she?
She's got the best costume.
What colour is her dress?
Pink. Pinky, like, sparkly.
Yeah, quite sparkly.
It's huge.
And I think I saw the her castle.
Oh, must be massive, right?
Yeah.
And who does Dorothy meet along the way? After she leaves Munchkin Land, she starts following the yellow brick road.
Follow the yellow brick road.
Who are some of the characters that she meets as she's walking to try and find the wizard?
We don't know.
Yeah, you do.
Who are her new friends?
The lion.
The lion.
Who else, Chloe?
And
the one who needs oil because he gets all stiff and rusty.
The Tin Man.
The Tin Man and the
Scarecrow.
Say, Chloe, you say it.
Scarecrow.
That's
scarecrow.
Right.
Scarecrow.
I think the scarecrow's
scarecrow.
I think the scarecrow's the first one, right?
No.
Yet.
No.
But not the oil scarecrow.
Yeah, the Tin Man.
Just a normal scarecrow.
What is the scarecrow needing? What does he need from the wizard?
He needs oil because sometimes he moves and then he stops like this.
Yeah, that's the Tin Man.
Yeah. He needs oil because he
does
stops
need oil.
And then stops.
Go back to the microphone to tell that.
He walks and does.
So he always stops.
Scarecrow keeps on falling.
Oh, yeah. Keeps falling down.
He's got like wobbly legs, doesn't he?
He's only got straw inside. That doesn't hold you up.
Mummy, can I press these?
Yep. What straw?
Kind of what's in farms. It's like a type of material that's not very strong.
It's kind of like dry grass, sort of.
Thicker.
Yeah.
Not dried ice. Dried ice, when you put it in a balloon, it explode because on the Big Bang Science Day, like the last day, Thursday, you know that?
Yeah.
When I was home on Friday,
What about the dry ice? They put it into a balloon.
Yeah, and then they closed it, and then there's
the moon was stuck in a big balloon. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you're still talking about The Wizard of Oz, but you're talking about, what's the show again?
Oh, at my school.
Oh, school, sorry.
There was classes lining up lines.
Can I have,
Nope.
No,
it's like
a show, a science show.
Like that.
I lie.
Yep.
And, so we had a balloon and see who's the fastest, and guess it was the team that I was in.
Oh, really? You won?
Hello.
The other team lost because see who's the biggest balloon.
Wow. Yeah, right. That sounds really exciting.
That's from Paw Patrol.
No.
I think it's from real life.
Yes, it's from my school.
Now, I think what I vaguely remember last time we did one of these, you guys were talking about Paw Patrol. Are you still watching it?
Yep, not that much.
Not you,
You're into a new show with a fireman, police, ambulance.
Fireman Sam.
No, different one. Yeah, please.
The fire truck from Roy.
It's a show on Netflix.
The fire truck's name is Roy.
Oh, and I think
it's called Polly Cars or Polly Robots, like P-O-L-I.
Oh, okay.
And no.
Okay.
There's a fire truck, a police car and an ambulance.
And what do they do?
They rescue.
Have tea parties?
No, they rescue people.
Rescue people.
And the ambulance name, which is a girl, her name is called, not Canberra, I think it's Canberra, but it's Ambra.
It just sounds like Canberra.
Yeah, but Canberra and Ambra rhyme.
They do, that's true. Rhyme.
And it's really hard to forget which one is which.
Now, what other show have you been enjoying lately, Chloe?
We have been enjoying, Danny.
Grinch.
Yeah, that's your all-time favourite, whether it's Christmas or not.
You've got to watch The Grinch.
You love The Grinch. Chloe, what recently came on Netflix that you have absolutely adored?
Danny goes, so we have to, copy the moves. So there's,
It's like
they're talking in the microphone.
It's like the game. What we have is supposed to do, and there's a big challenge run, and then we have to move up the levels.
It's called the Impossible Challenge.
Yeah.
So Danny Goat's had a YouTube channel for quite a while.
Okay.
He does kid movement type brain break activities, and he's just gone. He's just gone onto YouTube, which is great because you know that
onto Netflix, you mean?
Sorry, yeah, onto Netflix, which is great because you can get away from YouTube and you know that they're safe watching it on Netflix. But the kids love it. It's a good way to get them from being zombies to up and active and moving. What's your favourite one?
Ow! So there's episode one, there's lots of things. Episode two, there's my
and if it goes to the hot side, you have do a blown up dance. If it goes to the cold side, you have to do a freeze up dance.
And it can explain. Yeah, you're right.
So it's my favorite one. So it's called I don't know what it's called, but yeah. So there's ice or fire, and then there's a line nearly at the end. And when it goes to the cold side, we have to freeze that. And then when it goes to the hot side, we have to do shaking. And then we do fire.
No. If it goes to the cold side, we have to do a freeze-up dance. Mm-hmm. If it goes to the hot side, we have to do a blown-up dance.
Yeah. They're really fun, aren't they? Yeah. Super fun. Danny Go.
Danny Go, okay.
It's on YouTube or Netflix.
Now, Henry, I want to ask you a question.
Yeah?
Yesterday we watched Sonic the Hedgehog movie. What did you think?
Sonic was running so fast and he saved the theatre.
Yep, he did.
And when he was little, he was in a big forest and he was running back in there.
Yeah, he was fast there too, wasn't he?
Yeah, but the rings were gone, so he couldn't get out of there.
That's right, because he's got rings, doesn't he, Chloe? And how does he use the rings?
How he uses them, he has little races,
he's a fast person.
And so for the golden rings, it gives him power.
He doesn't get power.
Henry.
It makes him go to a new place.
Yeah, if you throw the ring out, it's like a little dimension. It takes you to a different location.
Cool.
So if you think about a place, Chloe, if you think about a place and you throw one of Sonic's rings out, guess what happens?
It goes to that place.
And you can go.
And there's a bad guy, and one time Sonic was dead.
Well, we thought he was, but he wasn't really.
Yeah, and then the man got
the man got the broken car, but then he had the new car.
Yeah, lots of new cars. And do you guys remember who played the bad guy in this?
I think...
The Grinch!
Yeah.
Jim Carrey.
Yeah, Jim Carrey. Good job. He was funny, wasn't he? What about his moustache? It had, like, curled up at the end of it.
And then when the movie was finished, his moustache was a bit funny.
It was massive.
But then he was always throwing rocks.
Yeah, he was crazy, wasn't he?
Oh, my goodness.
And he was like, his moustache was...
Yeah, it looked a lot like in the video game, didn't it?
Yeah, and after the movie, there was tags. Yeah?
Tags?
Yeah. Yeah, Leah?
Tails.
Yeah, that's right.
And Tails didn't even be in the movie that much.
But Maybe Tails will be in the second one. We haven't watched it yet.
Oh.
Yeah.
We should check it out. What do you reckon? So, guys, okay, out of five.
And maybe the red guy must be in the.
Yeah, you were worried about the red guy, weren't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. So out of five Sonic rings, Chloe, how many rings would you give the Sonic movie? Five being the best.
1,155.
Wow, that's so many.
And I'm going to give Sonic 151.
Because you loved it? It was really good.
I'm going to give Sonic 155 and not, and then 18 and 19 and 29.
So would you guys watch the movie again? Would you watch it again?
Yeah.
Yes or no?
I made a Leah, do you know what? We got Sonic on my TV.
Do you?
Yep.
Gonna start watching it.
I always watch it, but it's a bit scary.
Not that much. Yeah, okay.
Not that much.
I've never watched it.
Never watched it.
Yes, I did.
Just once yesterday.
Yeah. So... Chloe, you've also been doing some puzzles. What was the last puzzle that you did?
Disney Princess puzzles.
How many pieces?
18. 300.
Whoa, that is a lot of pieces.
Was it hard?
And we lost a piece, so we might start it again today and find the piece.
299-piece puzzle.
It was Cinderella, was it?
That was the piece that was missing, the Cinderella piece. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I made the little bunny. Can I tell you how I made it?
Yeah, what's it made out of?
Oh, so we have like this little plate.
Mommy, can I?
And if you want, you can use a pop pan if you want it. And
then what Chloe got.
After we will. Okay.
So here.
Yeah.
So here we got like lots of beads. So just do the whole body, then don't do the inside because it's like, so don't use it because then it will need this type of colour. For the eyes, you need black, and then don't do this bit because it's white, lila, and then white, and then you can do it, and then white at the end.
How do you make the little plastic balls stick together? And not fall apart.
Oh, so at the end when you finish like this, you put like a spray and then water it. And then leave it for a whole entire day. And then for the next day, maybe in the middle of the day at night, you can get it and then it's finished. And then you get to play it like I am.
Are they like Harma beads? Is that what they're called?
Similar.
No.
Well, a similar idea. Harma beads are like little plastic cylinders you iron so that they melt and stick together. These are balls that I don't know how they work with just water.
They're magic.
No, you do a spray.
Yeah, and then they stick together.
And then you leave it for an hour, like 1 hour.
1 hour.
And then at the end you get it. This bee, one side is going to be sticky, which I don't know which side, but that side.
Yep.
And then you have to leave it for a day. And then you have to, then at the end of the day, you can get it at lunch or at midnight or before dinner or after dinner. And you can leave it at your house or your auntie's house or your grandma's house.
Yeah, nice. Right.
And then you leave it for a day, and at the end of the day or after lunch, you can have it, and then you can play with it like I did.
That's so cool.
And there's lots of different things, lots of different, like, types of things.
Oh, yeah. So you can
make... I might make one today.
Oh, fantastic. Now, just before we let you go, Chloe, so you can go and make them, can I ask you, because another good thing to do during school holidays is do a bit of gardening, plant some new plants.
Yeah, that's what we did yesterday.
What did we plant?
We planted broccoli, then we planted some, like, kale, and then we planted, like, some flowers and then carrots. I don't think we planted.
And we also, earlier in the week, didn't we do some pansies? We put some pansies in?
Oh, yeah. And then we planted some flowers, yeah. And there were lots of type of flowers. There could be rainbow garden. We got lots of flowers on our driveway. Yeah. This turn.
Beautiful.
Or every turn.
I know, really gorgeous.
Yeah.
So, Chloe, thank you so much for coming on and talking about some things to watch and some things to do when you're on your school holidays. Yeah. Out of the stuff that you want to talk about,
you can let you go if you want to.
Okay. Me or the person listening? The person listening. Yeah. Say thank you for listening to me.
Thank you for listening to me. I don't care about you.
Okay, so great.
Thank you for listening to me.
Thank you for listening to me.
You're welcome, Henry.
Thank you for listening to me.
Thank you for listening to me. And sorry to future Leah, who has to edit this.
Yeah, it seems. Fun.
I can help my auntie. Oh,
there was a meltdown during this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I started sneezing. And then I don't know what else happened. I think the most well-behaved person was Steph.
Thank you. I will take that award.
On that note, Chloe, thank you very much.
Thank you for watching that came at you.